Hello everyone, and welcome to Chemistry is Everywhere, where I talk about chemistry in the world around us. Topic of today is ammonia. I will talk about the production process, energy requirements, its use as fertilizer and as fuel, and about the future requirements for producing green ammonia. In 1908, German chemist Fritz Haber filed his patent on the synthesis of ammonia from its elements nitrogen and hydrogen. In 1918, he got the Nobel Prize for this, and in his Nobel lecture, Haber explained that his main motivation for synthesizing ammonia was the growing demand for food. More than 100 years later, most of the nitrogen fertilizers are still made by Haber's original chemistry. Ammonia has molecular formula NH3, one nitrogen and three hydrogen atoms attached to it. Atmospheric boiling point is minus 33 degrees C. So in the ambient conditions, it's a gas with an extremely pungent odor. It's produced by combining hydrogen gas and nitrogen gas. So a typical ammonia production plant has a hydrogen production unit, because you don't want to transport hydrogen over large distances. And the nitrogen is obtained by separation from air and purification to remove all traces of oxygen. And then there's the reactor where hydrogen and nitrogen are mixed under high temperature and pressure with a catalyst. The production is presently around 200 million tons per year, of which 80% is used for fertilizers and the balance for nitric acid, explosives, and dyes mainly. Energy requirement for production is around 30 gigajoules per metric ton of ammonia. We'll come back to that later. Presently, most hydrogen comes from fossil fuels, from gas, methane steam reforming, or coal gasification. That means that there's a large CO2 output. So hydrogen from zero carbon sources is needed for the future. Electrolysis of water with the electricity supplied by wind, solar, or hydropower. And to avoid transportation of electricity over large distances, the plants are mostly built at locations where cheap electricity is available. A good example is the fertilizer plant in Aswan, Egypt, that produces 400,000 tons of fertilizer per year based on ammonia. Hydrogen is obtained by electrolysis, and the electricity comes from the hydroelectric power station at the Aswan Dam. So that's green ammonia. Ammonia has the same color scheme as hydrogen. So green ammonia based on electrolysis and zero carbon electricity. Then there's gray ammonia, where the steam reforming is producing hydrogen. Black ammonia starts with coal, and blue ammonia, there the carbon emissions are captured by CCS, carbon capture and storage, or CCU, carbon capture and use. Mm-hmm. Ammonia is the feedstock for all nitrogen-based fertilizers. And then you could ask, why do we need nitrogen fertilizers? That's because nitrogen is in every living cell. It's in chlorophyll in plants for photosynthesis. It's in DNA, the genetic code used in cell replication. It's in amino acids that form proteins needed for cell growth. Those of you who listened to my previous podcast on nitrogen know that even though there's over 78% of nitrogen in the air, plants, animals, humans cannot extract this form of nitrogen because it's an in-reactive or non-reactive form. In pre-industrial times, the only energy source for food production was the sun, with a bit of human and animal work and simple tools. But in modern times, to be able to feed the more than 7 billion people on this planet, production needs to be increased per unit of land, and the only way to achieve that is by nitrogen-based fertilizers. Ammonia can also be used as fuel in internal combustion engines for road, rail, and sea transport. The main advantage is that it's a zero carbon fuel, so combustion does not produce carbon dioxide. There's a few disadvantages. First of all, it produces nitrous oxide, NOx, so there needs to be some system of nitrogen capture to prevent NOx release to air, because it's a very potent greenhouse gas. Then ammonia has a very high ignition temperature, so it cannot be used as a fuel on its own. It also needs a co-fuel like LNG, LPG or hydrogen to sustain the combustion. It's toxic, so it needs additional safety measures in terms of construction, equipment. And the economical side is that it competes with use as fertilizer. So this will impact the cost and availability of food production. So what's the way forward with ammonia? Presently, there's hardly any green hydrogen available, so also no green ammonia. In the near future, 10 to 20 years, there will be green hydrogen, but the cost of electricity is going to be the main barrier, because the Haber process simply requires too much energy. So it's only locations like Assuan where cheap sustainable electricity is available, where the green fertilizers can be produced. Worldwide, in the long run, only ammonia production via other routes will be sustainable. And the main focus in the industry and research centers now is on electro-reduction, because that's a process that requires much less energy than the Haber process. Thanks again for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, maybe learned something today. If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free to contact us. Hope to hear you next time, next episode.